Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Thursday, March 9, 2023 is Sumitro Jojo Hideki Sumo. Sumitro Jojo Hideki Sumo, Evo, Soamitro Jojo Hideki Somo, May 29, 1917, March 9, 2001, was an Indonesian statesman and one of the country's most influential economists. He held senior positions under President Sukarno and Suharto intermittently between 1950 and 1978. During his career in government, Sumitro served as Minister of Industry and Trade, Minister of Finance, and the Minister of Research in five different cabinets. He was also the Dean of the Faculty of Economics at the University of Indonesia. Born into a Javanese family, Sumitro studied economics at the Erasmus School of Economics and remained there throughout the World War II. Returning to Indonesia after the war, he was assigned to the country's diplomatic mission in the United States, where he sought to raise funds and garner international attention in the struggle against Dutch colonialism. After the handover of sovereignty in the 1949 Dutch-Indonesian Round Table Conference, in which he took part, he joined the Socialist Party of Indonesia and became Minister for Trade and Industry in the Natsir cabinet. He implemented the protectionist Benteng program, and developed an economic plan which aimed for national industrialization. Sumitro further served as finance minister in the cabinets of Prime Ministers Willopo and Burhanuddin Harahap during the Sukarno era. During the 1950s, Sumitro favored foreign investment, an unpopular position at that time which brought him into conflict with nationalists and communists. Due to political differences and allegations of corruption, Sumitro fled Jakarta and joined the insurrectionary revolutionary government of the Republic of Indonesia in the late 1950s. Considered a leader of the movement, he operated from abroad, liaising with Western foreign intelligence organizations while seeking funds and international support. After the movement's defeat, Sumitro remained in exile as a vocal critic of Sukarno, continuing to agitate for the downfall of the government. After the overthrow of Sukarno and the establishment of the new order under Suharto, Sumitro was invited to return from exile and in 1967 was appointed Minister of Trade. In this position, Sumitro set policies favoring industrialization through imports of capital goods and export restrictions of raw materials. He was involved in the high-level planning of Indonesia's economy, along with many of his former students from the University of Indonesia. After disagreements with Suharto on policy in the early 1970s, Sumitro was reassigned as Minister of Research before his removal from government posts altogether. Throughout the new order, Sumitro leveraged his foreign and political connections to establish substantial private business interests and a political presence for his family. His son Prabowo Subianto joined the military and married Suharto's daughter. Sumitro also continued to work as an economist with some influence during the 1980s. In the lead-up to the 1997 Asian financial crisis, he began to call for greater deregulation of the economy, but remained committed to the political structure of the new order. Following his death, his children and grandchildren remain influential in Indonesian politics. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 1:05 UTC on Thursday, March 9, 2023. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Sumitro Jojo Hideki Sumo. This podcast is produced by Abul Smay Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. On Mastodon, follow us at wikioftheday@masto.ai. Abul Smay Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Matthew Neural. Thank you for listening to Featured Wiki of the Day.